It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer joins us every Wednesday with news from Canada. And Vaughn, last week we talked about the future of the Northern Gateway pipeline. The decision to go ahead or not was in the national government's hands. So what did Prime Minister Stephen Harper do?
Well, we've got conditional approval, and I think a lot of us think the conditional part is the really significant part of the announcement. The government announced late yesterday afternoon in Ottawa that it was granting approval to the construction of the company that wants to build the Northern Gateway pipeline across British Columbia. They were granting approval to them conditional on 209 conditions. That's a lot of conditions, and when you look at the conditions, more than 100 of them have to be met before the company can even put shovels in the ground. And frankly, Marcy, looking at those conditions, I'd be surprised if they can meet all of them. So it's very much of a go ahead and see if you can meet all these conditions to the company, but frankly, we have our doubts that you ever will.
Well, it didn't matter the 209 conditions or not. Protesters took to the streets, I understand, pretty immediately. And in Vancouver, I read that pipeline opponents have vowed that should this company meet the conditions, they're going to stop this project.
Yeah, I mean, there's an awful lot of talk, as you will often hear from environmental activists, about blocking things, and you're also hearing it from Native Canadians throwing themselves in the paths of bulldozers and stuff. Frankly, as I say, you're looking at a company that's got over 100 conditions they have to meet before they can put a shovel in the ground. I'm not sure they're ever going to get to the construction phase, and if they do, the other thing is, it's probably a couple of years away. We'll have a national election in Canada before that, so this project has still got a huge question mark over it. I think what you saw, Marcy, yesterday was the government doing the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. I mean, if a government's announcing a huge, huge project that it's totally enthusiastic about it, what we get is a big press conference with a prime minister and ministers standing around and, you know, this is great for the economy and energy. They handled this announcement, Marcy, with a press release that came out at 5 o'clock Ottawa time yesterday afternoon, 4-paragraph press release, no quotes from anybody, and nobody was available to answer questions from the media.
It sounds like they're kind of straddling both
yeah,
sides of the
argument. This is kind of the bare minimum, I'd say.
What does Harper's decision to grant this conditional approval mean for the relationship between the U.S. and Canada?
Well, you know, I think you've touched on why he had to do the bare minimum. If the government of Canada had simply come out yesterday and said, we don't think this thing is ever going to get built and we're not going to waste any more time on it, I think that would have made it a lot easier for President Obama to kill the Keystone pipeline. Mm. We don't want that, right? We don't want that. So I think the Canadian government talking to the American government about how to move Keystone forward. Those talks continue. People aren't expecting an awful lot of progress this year because of American elections, but Canada's still hopeful. Canada also looking at other possibilities to move oil to the coast. So I think the feeling was, let's not kill the thing outright. Let's just keep it on life support. Mm-hmm. But frankly, anybody who looks at those conditions is going to go, come on, you're never going to do that.
Vaughn Palmer is with us. He's a columnist for the Vancouver Sun. And Vaughn, I know the school year has just ended or will end soon, but it might not start again this fall.
We have a strike.
You have a teacher strike in British Columbia.
And another nasty dispute between the BC government and the teachers' union. There have been many of them over the years. They are in negotiations, but the negotiations are not going well. The odd one this time is they're fairly close on money. The teachers are looking for something like 8% over 5 years, and the government's offering 7 over 6. So that gap is bridgeable. The problem is a massive disagreement over resources in the classroom, essentially how much money to put in the education system to hire more teachers and to provide support workers for the many students with special needs.
And the government doesn't like that.
Well, they're arguing over how to do it, partly.
I see.
And they're arguing about money. But one of the things the teachers union wants is specific quotas for all those things, for librarians, special needs. And the government feels that's handing over control of management of the system to the teachers. They also say the teachers' demands for that and benefits would create a budget deficit, and the government at the moment is very proud of having a budget balance.
I understand the BC Court of Appeals has also got its hand in this fight as well.
The government and the union have been battling for years in court over legislation the government brought in 12 years ago that stripped provisions out of the teachers' contract. The teachers have twice persuaded the courts that that was done in flagrant violation of fair bargaining. The government is appealing those decisions. That goes to the Court of Appeal this fall. Whatever happens there, it'll probably end up in the Supreme Court of Canada. Our system is a lot like yours. There's always a Court of Appeal standing above you, so you go up to as far as you can go.
How is that going to affect the strike?
Well, there's issues there that'll never be settled until the courts speak. And, you know, in my view is they should probably just put all that aside, agree to let the courts sort it out. But unfortunately, you know, the teachers feel they won major victories there. They won findings that this government never bargains in good faith. And it's coloring these talks because, for good reason, the teachers don't particularly trust the government. And that makes it much harder to get a deal.
Well, I expect that we're going to see things happen before September.
Well, you know, it's a good issue you raised. The way things look at the moment, they probably won't get a settlement. They generally don't negotiate over the summer, so we'll probably be looking at a resumption of the strike in the fall or the government calling back the legislature and imposing a settlement.
Wow. Vaughn Palmer is a columnist for the Vancouver Sun. He's a regular Wednesday guest on The Record. Talk to you next week, Vaughn.
Bye-bye, Marcy.